Asia's two economic giants are quarreling again. The latest dispute between Japan and China concerns Japan's accusations that a Chinese sea captain rammed a Japanese patrol ship. Japan says it happened in disputed waters about 2 weeks ago. The Chinese skipper was arrested. He's still in detention despite China's demands that he be released. Today, the Chinese made their feelings about this dispute crystal clear. China's government said that Premier Wen Jiabao will not meet with his Japanese counterpart at a UN summit in New York this week. The World's Mary Kay Magstad is in Beijing. Sounds like an outright diplomatic snub in New York, Mary Kay, but these territorial disputes, of course, are longstanding. How come this is all coming to a head right now?
Right. Well, from the Chinese point of view, the Japanese ships shouldn't even have been out there checking Chinese fishing boats. They say that these are Chinese waters, that the Japanese should back off. The Chinese have their own name for the islands. They call it the Diaoyu Islands. The Japanese call them the Senkaku Islands. The Japanese trace their claim back to 1895, the same time that they took over control of Taiwan. And they say that China wasn't even interested in these islands until the 1970s, when it became clear that there might be some oil and gas reserves around there. The Chinese say that's not true at all. This has always been part of China. And they're making it a huge nationalistic issue that the Japanese have seized this fishing boat captain. And both the Chinese government and Chinese bloggers, Chinese nationalists, are becoming very heated in their rhetoric toward Japan.
Where could all of this lead? This obviously is a very heated issue. Is this the kind of thing that will remain in the realm of harsh rhetoric?
At this point, it's harsh rhetoric. And at this point, the Chinese government has called in the Japanese ambassador several times, has issued warnings, has said, you know, this is an illegal action that you've taken. You're holding this man illegally. Under Japanese law, they can hold him another 10 days before releasing him or charging him. So it's possible that they'll just hold him a few more days and then release him, having made their point. It's possible this could continue, in which case rhetoric could get ratcheted up into something else. I mean, I think the Chinese have already taken one extra step by saying, okay, we're not going to have the high-level meeting we were planning to have. It's you know, obviously an open question what might happen after that.
By the way, right now there is a scheduled meeting for later this week in New York between the Chinese premier and his counterpart with President Obama. Is this the kind of thing that the U.S. weighs in on, this kind of issue?
Well, the U.S. and Japan have a security agreement whereby the United States is supposed to come to Japan's defense if it gets into a hostile action with anyone, including China. In reality, it's unlikely the U.S. would weigh in for on something like this island dispute. There have been little tiffs around these islands before, and the U.S. has sort of stood back and said, you know, you guys sort this out. But one interesting thing that happened this summer was when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in Hanoi for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations meeting. She said it's in U.S. national interests to make sure that the South China Sea has freedom of navigation, and that various territorial claims are peacefully resolved with all parties being listened to and their claims being considered. The Chinese were very irritated by this. They said, you know, this is none of your business. You know, you don't have a dog in this fight. Back off. The Southeast Asians were delighted, and they kind of felt, you know, the U.S. is back in the region. After all these years of the U.S. being preoccupied with the war on terror, there's actually sort of a counterweight now to China becoming increasingly aggressive and insistent in the region in pushing forward its territorial claims.
Well, if things weren't tense enough, there's always panda diplomacy that could go wrong and has.
Right. So we're talking here about Xing Xing, who's a 14-year-old male panda who had been in the Kobe Zoo since 2002.
Kobe, Japan.
And that's right. And veterinarians had drugged Xing Xing, who's known in Japan as Coco, to try to collect sperm for artificial insemination. And something went wrong, and his heart stopped. So, you know, it's just one more issue, although it's got to be said, it's not getting anything like the level of anger and indignation that the arrest of the Chinese fishing boat captain has gotten here.
All right. Speaking to us from Beijing, the World's Mary Kay Magstad, thanks as always.
Thanks, Lisa.